Chuck Zimmerman and Don Wick. And make them quick, gentlemen.
All right. Chuck Zimmerman, Agwire.com. Actually, because we are social media proponents, I'm going to actually take a question that I want to pose from one of our followers who knew that you would be speaking here tonight. Basically, this is from a farm family in Tennessee. He says, the farm wife saying, she has a lot of questions. I'll just pose one, and I'll just read it here. I have so many questions for Mr. Fuseli and other animal rights activists. My first question would be how he plans to help those families he is so strongly trying to put out of business, or are we to try to find a new way of life, a new home, a new lifestyle? We've heard it before, but farming isn't just a job, it's a passion. We certainly don't do it because we're getting rich. We do it because we love the land, the animals, and the work. The attack on animal agriculture is really an attack on the entire ag industry, as we are interdependent on one another.
You know, I think that farmers, probably more than any other group, realize that the world is not static. You know, farmers are adjusting to different patterns of weather. They're dealing with downturns in the economy. They deal with the globalization of the economy. They deal with the injection of ethanol into the kind of economics of agriculture. So our nation has never been a static nation. And the idea that we're just going to kind of suspend our concern about animal welfare as we have an emerging ethos is just not realistic. And, you know, we all eat food. And we all, as a nation of 300 million plus, have basic caloric needs. Agriculture is going to produce the food because farmers are outstanding Americans and they know how to do their job. But we're really talking about how it's done. And that's part of the tug and the pull in a democratic society, is that we debate and we grapple with each other on environment, on tax issues, on animal welfare. And there's an assumption behind the question that it's not legitimate to discuss or bring up animal welfare. And I would say that I understand the impulse, because there's almost a moral, certainty sort of issue, or moral superiority issue. They'd be like, okay, these people think they're morally superior to me. They're telling me how to do this. I've grown up on a farm. And I get that, and I understand that. People criticize us, and I have our members criticizing us all the time. That just comes with the territory, and I think that's part of the fabric of the American culture, is to have this debate. We don't live in a static moment, and the world is changing. It's changing with respect to our norms and standards about how animals should be treated, and farmers can't exempt themselves from that process, just like we can't exempt ourselves from things that affect us.